flow, so if I all, let's say all of a sudden, oh my God, I got 20 trailers.
You're so dumb, man.
Okay. I got it.
So why, yeah, sorry, my accent. So let's say it happens, I all of a sudden I have 20 empty trailers, I have the store somewhere. Then we're gonna store them like that, and then as soon as drive comes in, it's gonna move the first trailer, second guy is gonna move second, and then we're gonna free up the one on the back, and then they're gonna go. So say that I mentioned all of our trailers are year old, or maybe I think the oldest one is 2 years old. So we don't select which one we're gonna take. So whichever one is the first one, take that.
You may need to have a tractor, yeah, on site to move trailers. If the owner or the people that have that, you may need to have it on site.
Yes. Yes.
So on it.
Yes.
One of the things they're mentioning is something about that second building, this one over here. We have no problem with it. We're saying this area right here has no permits.
But how private guy is, that is that part of the staff report. That deck was also built by the prior owner. Mr. Straubach made an application for that deck with the city when he learned it was not properly permitted on October 10th, 2018. I have the application right here. And the email that he received back from the city was that the existing deck is not to be used until the special use has been approved and the deck building permit issued inspecting the deck. So as soon as he learned, it was resolved. He applied right away.
I closed the second.
Yeah, so as soon as we figured out, there's a lot of stuff here that was not properly permitted that he didn't know about. So he's getting stuck cleaning up somebody else's mess. And as I said, we started meeting with Nick Hoops in August. So it's not as though Mr. Straubach's been sitting on his hands.
Right. And no, we're not requiring any condition in the special use resolution about this. We were just pointing it out that they have to take care of it with the building inspection department.
And it appears that the inspection department merely wants the special use to be approved.
Yep. So the only thing that directly pertains to the special use was we issued a zoning compliance for the dispatch center only, not for truck parking. Without any approval, he started using it for the truck parking, even though we told him he had to get a special use. It was only till when we started the enforcement process that he applied, and now we're here.
Let me just back up for a second. There was two trucks there, and the reason that it came out, my client didn't realize, and understand that the approval he had did not allow two trucks there. The gentleman from Suburban Aspect was coming out of his property and taking pictures, to the point where they had to call the police department and have him told not to come on this property. So the photographs in your package were taken by the gentleman from Suburban Aspect. So as soon as he learned that he could not have the two trucks there, they were removed. That was the end of it. And it's really unfortunate that another neighboring property owner would help stuff like that. But the police department took care of it, and now they have many trucks there.
Okay, excuse me. Let me reset, because I'm sensing some bad things. We're here to consider this effort. To me, I don't care what happened in the past. I'm worried about what happened. I don't care who took what there. I don't care if there were trucks back there, not there now. I'm ready to move forward. So. Attorney, I appreciate that you're an attorney and you want to do this like a truck. It's not a truck.
And I appreciate that it's been a long haul.
Assistant City Commissioner,
yeah,
I would note, as of today, there was at least one tractor trailer out there. Warren went out there this afternoon.
Is there a trailer to property
there? Yes, we discussed this on December 17th meeting, and Mr. Sewell told that there's a tractor trailer there. And I told him that personally. And I have that on tape.
Okay.
I don't know what's the problem.
Okay, I tried to reset. I'm going to reset again. I don't want the attitude. All we're trying to understand and have everybody understand is there are rules. Stick to the rules. And I just say that as a general. I'm not pointing at you. I'm not doing any of this. I'm just saying. The rules are here. Understand. We're going to approve this. If you do, these are the rules. Okay?
parking area that I see the hatch area that was placed. If I remember, they put that in. Was that put in illegally? I'm confused.
Not
it was just the patio. Are there any other things on the site that we have that, that we're not done? Other than the building, so that, that I believe the applicants addressed that. It's just the patio that we're talking about.
Yeah, the deck on the north side of the building is going to have to get a building permit, and it'll the building inspection department will make sure that it's per code. That's going to be followed up with if the special use gets approved. The parking spaces that you mentioned, so the staff report acknowledges that there are 5 striped spaces. One of those is accessible. I don't know where the other spaces are. Boris, when were those striped? Were those there when you bought the property, or?
Yes, they were there. They were there just, you're going to see them. I repainted them, and I submitted this picture with the attachment number one that I submitted to December for the 24th.
So those are those in the gravel area on this map?
No, they're not gravel. No, they're blocked up. I can show you over there if you guys want. I can show you exactly.
So they're up here.
So those spots are right here. So we are off the gravel over here. So we own this block right here. We shared a lot with the house over there. So we got 5 spots here. With one
handicap accessible.
And then I got 5 spots right here with the mark. Actually, the previous owner had a mark on it also. You can probably get another 15 spot there. I can think of it as necessary. So we have right now we have 10 spots with one handicap accessible.
Okay. So that's good. I think the only confusion there is that they were on a hand-drawn map and not on the official site plan, which is what we want to see. We want to see them on this plan so they can make sure that they meet code. Again, there's no problem with this building. Staff's main issue in the report, and the reason that we have a recommendation regarding a revised site plan, is that we'd actually like to see a paved parking lot installed for these 13 trucks somewhere where this soccer field is. However much room is needed for the parking lot for the 13 stalls.
We'll do.
Sure.
And the natural resources.
And we have issues with the natural resources.
All right, let's do the condition. Let's use the resolution in fact. It's easier this way.
Just give me one moment to stay up on the
phone. Absolutely.
Sir, I don't want to do that because I have funds. So if you guys want to prove me 13 spots, I'll be happy to get that on.
I agree with the mayor. I think I would not like to see the slot that we're obviously the amount of impervious surface unless there's a really solid reason to do that. It's going to improve the stormwater.
Natural resources. So they're arguing or not agreeing with staff about definition of the shore buffer. It's a 75-foot setback from the drainage way, which has been previously declared to be navigable on adjacent properties to the north. So they would not be able to park anything within 75 feet of that drainage way. That would probably impact some of those parking spaces. Yeah, and we're still waiting, and they're still waiting to hear officially from the DNR. Yeah, some of those might not be able to be placed there. If he's okay with less than 13, depending on the results of all that DNR information, then possibly this condition could be shown. If he wants 13, we think he needs to park in the parking or put some in the soccer field.
So you're saying it's going to be broken shoreline buffer up in the north east corner?
Yeah.
So he loses one spot on the north east corner, puts it down on the side.
The wetland runs the entire east boundary of the site. What's shown in the with the green outline is a buffer approximately 30 feet. What the consultant actually is showing is what's wooded there right now. What they didn't show is a 50-foot setback, and they didn't respond to the city's consultant's comment, which was it is likely navigable. The DNR should make a determination. We don't know if that's been done yet or not. The consultant left it hanging that they had submitted a request for the DNR to come out and make that determination. But if it is navigable, then there would be a buffer that would run the whole length of the property that would go 75 feet from the edge of the delineated wetland as shown on the plan. And that would impact this parking over here. We don't know.
Okay.
Maybe.
Later on, there's a draft condition requiring a revised natural resource information. The scope of the discussion with that shows that the board would mostly have a parking space within, so it would be a period of that to clarify the natural resource information section.
Correct.
Right up to the creek, and I have pictures of it. So I think to Mr. Roslowski's point, if we can get an exception to that, we just want to be treated like neighbors. So I think that would address that issue.
Okay. Well, let's not go down that path. I will tell you, you're the ones making the changes, so you're the ones moving them forward.
I appreciate that.
Taylor Ford is not doing any changes, so there's one.
And this, just so you know, Mr. Wilson, Taylor Ford did that in 2015. So it isn't like it's 12 years.
So, see the attorney's office.
Right
here, therefore. Second.
Yeah, you keep it.
Discussion on that motion. All those in favor, say the vote is aye.
Aye.
because we hired Gray off of your plan, off of your three providers, and then they hired Ari Smith, and Gray and Ari Smith don't agree. So when they ask for revised site plan, I'm not sure what they're asking us for.
So the natural resources are only part of it. The site plan would have to reflect whatever is shown on the natural resource protection plan, meaning nothing can go in the natural resources unless they get a natural resource special exception. Site plan has to reflect that. We're also talking about showing the parking spaces that we talked about on the east side. And is there anything else?
Yeah, there's a
garbage dumpster.
There's a list of technical corrections that Mr. Starbuck provided a response to from the staff comments that are required to be shown on the plan itself. So that's just a matter of taking his work he's already done and putting it on the plan. And that was one of the exhibits in the packet.
Well, hold on here. That's technical in nature. The updated plan, you guys can work together.
Yep.
So number six is a new parking lot for Sunday truck trailer. So comply with all the current conditions in the PNR. So we don't have to wait for that to be struck.
Be careful moving.
Yes, my understanding would be whatever is out there, whatever is decided to remain there, would have to be in compliance with those regulations. They may not have to do stormwater pond if they're not adding impervious surface. But whatever those regulations are, we just want to put them on notice. Because we do run into lots of consultants are confused by all those statements. So putting that on notice that there are three different sets of stormwater requirements. Each one is slightly different from the others. And yes, if they didn't add any impervious surface, if they're not going to add in any impervious surface, they're probably not going to have to do a stormwater pond. And their analysis is probably going to be really simple. If because of the natural resource special exception, they do have to pay something, then that becomes more complicated. Maybe they do have to do something. So I would say we can change the wording, but I would not recommend removing the condition entirely.
The motion to remove the word new, condition six, and add S.
So, in my opinion, that makes sense if you use a soccer field for parking a truck. If you can see where I'm proposing right there, all of those spots are blocked by the mine building, by the accessory building, and also the whole Chevrolet building. So, pretty much from a forest home, it's really hard to see those things. You gotta look for them to see it. But if that's a requirement, I have no problem putting it in.
It's industrial to the south.
Okay. So nobody wants to strike that. Nine is revised NRPP. Number 10 is a conservation easement document. We've been approved. 11, gravel within the drainage.
We have not discussed that one. So I don't know if they agree with that one or not. So if the buffers from the wetlands and the shore buffer extend out to here, there's gravel out there already. Again, Mr. Starzik didn't do it. It was the previous zone. But if those buffers extend out to here, there's gravel out there. That's what we're recommending here.
Wouldn't that be part of the exception?
Well,
I mean,
it could be.
Assuming...
It could be, but we're take out that section.
And not my apologies, I'm not understanding this. Are they going to park out the distribution of all species by contribution?
Well, you're talking about the parking curbs, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm talking about.
Make that some sense.
That would be an area that's
That's why I apologize, Mr. Mayor. I wasn't telling.
You were absolutely correct.
I was like, well, where are we going to park that?
We're worse here. Okay, so we have changed the 9 subject to staff's writing skills. We've changed the 11. 10. See anybody who can remove that? Well, there's 3 additional off-street parking spaces, correct in accordance. Did the exhibit show that was done?
It's shown, it's hand-drawn on the exhibit. We would like to see it added to the site plan, to the scale of the site plan.
That's not what this condition said. This is
based on the revised site plan condition, that would essentially be covered. It's already been done.
The motion is straight forward.
So moved.
Second. Those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. You did have a comment about how the parking space is being noted on the revised site plan, but I think that's probably another comment.
Yep.
So if there are any other conditions, any other conditions from the commission?
Just so clear on condition 8.
Staff's not asking for the entire property to be fenced. Only the portions sort of on the west side, because on the other side of Loomis, a Forest Home, there are mostly residential properties there. So we're only looking for strategic fencing on the west side. We're not concerned about the north, east, or the south.
Can we maybe have number 8 just to clarify so it says that?
That would be helpful.
I think it would be helpful for me at least.
West side only.
Yeah, the reason we mentioned residential.
West side only.
West side only.
And west side only to item number 8.
There's such a motion.